This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin City Council is beginning the process of adopting a spending plan for the next year. And here to talk about how this could affect property taxes and city services is KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. Hi, Audrey.
Hey, Nathan.
What did the City Council learn about the fiscal situation the city of Austin is in right now?
Kind of the big takeaway from today's discussion on the budget was that in order to maintain relative status quo, so not really ramping up services or dialing them back, the city does need to raise property taxes.
How much?
For the median value homeowner, so that means someone who has a home around $305,000, they would see an annual increase for their city property taxes of $118. Now, that doesn't include ASD, county taxes overall. The total increase you would see on your property taxes would be closer to $531.
You explained this to me earlier, and I want to make sure I understood it right. That increase of about $120 a year for a median-priced home, 10 bucks a month, that would also include the calculated increase in the value of that home?
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
So that's the increase in a tax rate and increase in the home value, total about $120 bucks a year for a median value home.
Yes.
What do people get for that money?
Great question. Well, they get basically the same amount of services that they've been getting. But there are two departments this year that will see some additional staffing and changes. So that would be the Development Services Department and the Code Department. And the Development Services Department, if you're not, you know, a contractor, if you're not doing work on your home, you may never have to deal with this department. But it's basically the department that permits building in the city. A couple years ago, there was a report out from the city saying that its permitting process had a ton of issues. It took way too long to get permits done. And so that's why they're adding about 50 new employees to that department to ramp up that permitting service and just to also deal with additional development in the city. And then the other department that will see some changes is the code department. They're getting about 27 new employees to oversee short-term rental enforcement and overall code enforcement.
But the biggest portion of the city budget pays for public safety, right?
You're right. Public safety makes up about 66% of the budget. Yeah.
So are those costs changing?
Well, that's kind of a bit of an unknown. So when we talk about public safety, that means police, fire, EMS, and those entities right now are currently in contract negotiations. It happens every 3 or 4 years, and those contracts determine how much these police officers will get paid, what their overtime budget is going to be, and so that's still an unknown. And so city budget staff have said there's still something that could change with this.
Are Austin's city property taxes high relative to other cities in Texas, other metropolitan areas? What's the comparison like?
Yeah, so Austin City budget staff took the median family income, which is about $78,000 for a family of four in the city of Austin, and said, what percentage of that are people spending on their city property taxes? And they found that to be about 1.6%, which is lower than other cities in Texas. Dallas right now is around 2.4%. Houston's a little lower, just above 1.4%. Fort Worth is a little higher. San Antonio is about the same as Austin. So Austin's kind of in the middle, a little bit on the higher end, but it kind of is with the rest of them, except for Dallas, which just kind of went off on its own. Oh, and one more thing that I think would be interesting to folks is that when you look at where exactly all your property taxes are going, the majority of that money is going to the schools, to AISD or to the state, which will then spread that money around to other schools. That's about 55% of someone's tax bill. Then, you know, the city takes about 20%, the county about 15%, community college 5%, and then central health around 4%.
So this is the beginning of the budget adoption process for the city of Austin. What's next, and how can people make their voice heard if they don't like what they're seeing or if they do like what they're seeing?
So there'll definitely be opportunities to testify at council and at budget meetings. City council members also have about $5 million to work with here, which is kind of interesting.
$5 million extra.
$5 million extra, okay. Yeah. So at the beginning of this budget season, in about January when they started looking at this, city council set out 6 priorities. Their mobility, affordability, health, things you might expect. And they set aside, or they asked that city staff set aside $5 million to appropriate regarding those various things. So, you know, over the next month and a half, they'll be arguing. Each council member will kind of have their quote-unquote pet project. And then also citizens will get an opportunity to weigh in on that as well.
And then when is it adopted?
It's got to be adopted before October 1st, because that's when fiscal year 18 starts.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey with a look at the city of Austin's process for adopting its budget. Audrey, enjoy the next few weeks of budget work sessions.
Thanks so much, Nathan.